Now, these piping elements are sensed by us. This is also a factor of experience. Therefore, Sankhya takes into account that all these piping elements are experienced by us. There is, in other words, an experiencing activity. Not only that five elements exist in the world, they are objects in the world, but there is a subjective movement in us. So Prakriti, just as it is objective movement, there is also a subjective movement. They can all be sensed. This sensing is done by five senses, corresponding to five mudras. So according to Sankhya, there are five senses by which we can sense. The sense of smell, the sense of sight, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, and the sense of hearing. These are the five senses, which are called Jnanendriyas. They are the instruments of knowledge. Now, these instruments of knowledge are all of them capable of being reduced to one. These are five specialities, you might say, of the basic sense. The basic sense they call manas. Manas can be translated as sense mind. It is a mind which senses. Now, what is the proof that these five senses can be summed in one sense? The proof is, first, that different senses give you different sensations. There was not one sense behind it who would coordinate all the senses, sensations. If only five senses are distinct from each other, then you would only hear, taste, smell, etc. But we could not have put them together, coordinated them together. So there must be a coordinating sense in us, which senses all. A sense which is at once hearing, smelling, touching, tasting, hearing at once. We also can prove by the fact that when manas is absent, even when the sense objects are present, they are impinging upon our senses, we can't take cognizance of them. If a mosquito is biting me here, but if I am engaged in talking in which I am interested and absorbed, I may not even recognize that there is a bite going on. That means that also there is sensation. The sense is going on. But it is not sense. Why? Because the real sense is not attached to it. Therefore, they concluded that there is a sense which you can call sense mind, manas. They use the word term is manas. Wherever word manas is used in Indian psychology, it means sense mind. Now, this sense mind is capable of distinguishing between touch, smell, hearing, very distinct. Even a child who is understand the distinction between taste and hearing and so on. So the mind, sense mind, is able to discriminate between these five activities. Because of that reason, it can discriminate between all the Panch Mahabhutas. How do you know that liquid and how this is fire? It is because the sensations of fire and the sensations of water are different. And therefore the mind can distinguish between water and fire and air and the earth and the now you can see that in this subtlety you are arriving at a notion of discrimination. The manas is able to discriminate. And it finds in discriminating that each object is to be itself. There is a tendency in everything in the world to remain what it is. There is something in it. In every little thing, it tends to remain what it is. It can be changed, but it tends to remain what it is. The earth remains as much as possible. An atom tries to remain as much as possible to remain atomic. A bird tries to remain a bird as much as possible. Everything tends to remain what it is. Sense of its own individuality, its own self identity. This is what the Sankhya called egoism. There is ahankara. In every little thing in the world, there is